You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Elaine says, how long should someone keep something they've borrowed from you? I don't want to give specifics. Which, by the way, let me jump in here. That kind of irks me a little bit. Because I want the specifics.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to give specifics, but a coworker borrowed something from me, and it's been more than 6 months. I brought it up once, and they said they were almost ready to return it, but still nothing. She says, do you at some point just figure something is gone for good?
Yeah.
I almost want to say that when you loan anything, especially money, but I mean, if let's take money out of the equation for this conversation. If you loan something, do you just automatically assume it will be gone forever?
Yeah, you kind of have to have that mindset that I'll never see this again. You know, this
you
is...
know, I,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, this is funny because I've been cleaning out my basement, doing a ton of purging, and I cracked open one of my Tupperware bins down there to kind of sort it out. And in that bin was two Snoop Dogg CDs that I borrowed from a buddy in high school, and then a couple like Nintendo games that I had borrowed from some friends back in the day, too. And they're there, and they're mine now forever because, I mean, I'm not going to look up a buddy and give him back his doggy style CD and the dog father. Those are mine now, mine to keep.
But wouldn't it be hilarious if you returned those now?
It would be kind of funny, actually.
That would be hilarious. You should do that.
There is...
Look him up and drop him off at his office or something.
That would be kind of funny. Hey, dude, these are yours. It's that whole thing, though. It's like once you hit a certain time frame, I mean, there's kind of no going back, right? Like KC wrote in just a little bit ago on my Facebook as I posted about this. He says, I have a 12-foot ladder I borrowed from a neighbor two neighborhoods ago. I feel guilty. I could totally return it, but I think it would just be weird now. And I think, yeah, if you've gone two or three years and you go rolling up with something that was somebody else's, they're going to be like, oh, I completely forgot about this. Why didn't you just keep it? I'm in camp. If it's been a year, it's probably yours at that point. Don't you think? The 12-month rule?
I don't want to feel that way. There was, I know it's DVDs and people are like, who has a DVD player? I don't want DVDs really anymore, but I had a DVD set of this series. It was like a 5 or 6 part series thing, documentary thing. And there was a coworker that we had at the radio station who was really anxious to see it. And so I let her borrow it. And that has now been 6 years ago, seven.
It's theirs now. That's been taken to Goodwill. That's been disposed of. Knick Knack has a ton of books like on her nightstand that have been loaned to her by various coworkers that have been there easily for 2-3 years.
So that was going to be my next point, too, is that books, I think, are the primary instrument that is not returned. There's one book in particular that I have had to rebuy 3 times. So I've had 4 copies in my life. Because I will tell people, this is one of my favorite books of all time. And I loan it to them, and I never see it again, so then I have to go buy another copy. Then I loan it, and I don't see it. The last time I bought a copy of it, I bought a special, it was like a special edition leather bound, you know, so it was like fancy.
Yeah.
And I did that so that I wouldn't loan it out anymore.
This one's mine.
Really? Because I'm just like, okay, you. And if people want to write in and they're saying, what book was it? What book was it? It was a Christopher Moore's Lamb, which, by the way, is not for everyone. There's the disclaimer, the caveat. That book is not for everyone. But Lamb by Christopher Moore is one of my favorite books of all time. And so I finally bought this leather-bound one. I'm like, this way I'm going to be able to tell people, yeah, I've only got one copy, but it's really special edition, so.
It's mine.
You can't have it. let's go to the phones really quickly. Andy wants to make a point about this. Hi, Andy. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
We're good.
What do you want to say about this?
So I have a philosophy that I live by whenever I lend anything to anybody, whether it be money or, you know, property, is I have to ask myself, if I don't get it back or I don't get it back in the condition that I lent it, is it going to cost me a friendship or a relationship? And if it's something that really means something to me, then I won't lend it out. But I go in with the mindset that there's a pretty good possibility I won't get it back, and that's how I decide whether I'm going to lend something.
Yeah, if you can let this go and let it disappear, right. then fine, do it. I'm not a big fan of lending things out. I don't do it a lot. A lot of my neighbors come to me because I got quite a tool selection, and the last time I loaned it out was an edger. I loaned out my edger to one of my neighbors, and he completely destroyed the blade on it. So like now I can't edge my lawn, and it was like I didn't say anything, but it was just like, really, dude, this is why I don't loan things out.
I lent out a shampooer, a really nice shampooer, and when I got it back, there were a bunch of things that were broken on it, and I ended up having to just toss the shampooer, and then I had to like recenter myself and say, okay, is the relationship worth a $300 shampooer?
Like a carpet
shampooer? What's a shampooer?
Carpet shampooer.
Is that what you're talking about for carpets?
Yes.
Well, that's okay, because now it gives you an opportunity to call Zero Res to get those carpets clean.
Well played. I guess that's well played.
All right.
Andy, you know, you talk about how you just tell people no now, right? And one of my early memories, it was middle school, and yeah, of course, this will date me, but the big popular magazine at the time was Mad Magazine, and kids loved Mad Magazine because it was kind of, it was edgy,
yeah.
And you felt like you were anti-establishment and all that other stuff, right? And the kid who lived across the street in down two houses was Ted Woodward. And Ted Woodward was known to have, like, every Mad Magazine that had ever been published. And I remember one afternoon, early evening, going to his house, and I rang the doorbell, and he answered the door. I said, look, dude, do me a favor. I said, can I borrow, like, 4 or 5 of those Mads, and I'll get them back to you, like, in a day or two? And he looked me in the face. He goes, no. And I was taken aback. It's just a magazine, right? I went, no? He goes, no. I'm not loaning out my Mad Magazines. And he just closed the door. And I was like, that was my first introduction.
Hey.
Yeah, that was my first introduction to somebody actually saying, no, you cannot have something of mine to borrow.
Yeah.
We need
people
to learn from that kid.
That. They really don't. They get offended. But I would not let somebody borrow one of my first edition books. And I love my books. But, you know, when you've got a really good book that means a lot to you that you'll reread over and over again, especially a first edition, I just told them, you know, you can buy a paperback pretty cheap.
Yeah, get a Kindle. You can go on a Kindle and probably download it for like 99 cents or something. Hey, going back a step, how did they ruin your carpet shampooer?
Yeah.
You know, that's a really good question, but I think they tried to jam the, you know, you have a hose where you can use the hand attachment.
Oh, yeah.
And they weren't doing it correctly, and what it did was it screwed it up. So when you turned the shampooer on, it would actually leak the water. So it never stopped leaking the water.
Oh, jerks, man. Total jerks.
Andy, we've really enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you for being
on the show, okay?
Have a great day. Thank you, guys.
See you later.
You have a great day. Anissa said, I borrowed a 9x13 Pyrex from a friend in 1997.
Oh, that's yours now.
I recently texted her a picture and let her know that I still had it. She's in Texas.
She's like, can you send that back to me?
And this says, yeah, thanks. She's not getting it back. So,
Along those lines, here's one from Hot Angela. She says, the amount of Tupperware I have from various friends is ridiculous. Nothing matches it and none of it's mine.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of like, isn't that the standing rule with Tupperware? Is that when you take it to somebody's house or something like that, you just count on not getting it back?
The key is you have two different ones. You have your personal Tupperware that you use for home, and then you got going out Tupperware that you know that it's going to leave you at some point.
It's like you have home and away. Home and away Tupperware.
Let me give you one more from Sammy. Sammy says, I have a Blockbuster copy of Gone Girl that I never returned.
Oh, Blockbuster.
Like, and then the Buster closed. So, again, that one truly is yours, Sammy. You can keep that now.
That is great.